USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
We could be waiting well into the night before finding out who will be the president for the next 4 years. With record numbers of mail-in ballots cast and issues slowing delivery of those votes, counting may take several days before a final tally is known. Delaware Senator and Biden campaign advisor Chris Coons says Pennsylvania is one of those states. He tells Fox News that the only reason a candidate will declare victory tonight is if they're trying to stop vote counting.
And we have several other states where, by state law, they haven't even started opening the ballots until today, even though they've had record absentee and mail-in ballots. So if we want to have a free and fair election, we should do, as has always been done, count the ballots, even including those that have come in before and will be counted after.
Polls begin closing at 6 p.m. tonight, with many battleground states voting until 8 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The time for talk is over and the voting is on. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
It's in your hands, America. The general election 2020 is underway.
We're done with the chaos. We're done with the racism. We're done with the tweets, the anger, the hate, the failure, the irresponsibility. It's the man who, when the first black woman running for vice president, he looks at her and he calls her a monster.
President Trump after midnight Tuesday morning in Michigan.
This election comes down to a very simple choice. Do you want to be ruled by the corrupt and selfless political maniacs that you're dealing with, or do you want to be ruled by the American people? You're supposed to be ruled by the American people.
Hurricane Eta is making landfall in Central America as a powerful Category 4 storm, bringing damaging winds, life-threatening storm surge, flash flooding, and the potential for landslides. The storm's sustained winds of 140 miles an hour have already torn roofs off homes and knocked down trees and power lines in portions of Nicaragua and Honduras. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a large number of new voters from out of state, could Texas turn blue today?
The term used here is Californication, and it's what seems to be happening in this typically red state. A large majority of new voters are from Democrat-run states. They're moving into Texas for a better life and to escape the high cost of homes and taxes where they come from. Will they bring blue votes with them, or will Texas's still affordable way of life have them seeing red? Early voting alone in Texas is higher than the total that voted altogether in the 2016 presidential election. So Tuesday in Texas could be a toss-up. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The White House is expecting a good night tonight, with White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany predicting a landslide win for President Trump. She tells Fox News that the final poll from one battleground state could be indicative of how several other states will turn out once all the ballots are counted.
One thing that I think is indicative of where we stand is the Des Moines Register poll, which came out a few days ago, and everyone was anticipating that poll because it was the poll that foreshadowed President Trump's landslide, his 306 electoral votes in 2016. In 2016, it showed him ahead by 7. This year, this cycle, it shows him ahead by 7, and that is indicative, I believe, of exactly what's going to happen, a Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan victory, Indiana, Nevada one.
I'm Dan Naraki, USA Radio News.